Today's attack is just the latest example of civilians, even aid workers, being targeted. Every day we seem to hear about another instance in Afghanistan or Iraq where the traditional laws of war, as laid out in the Geneva Conventions, are not respected. In a recent statement, the International Committee of the Red Cross called for greater adherence to the Geneva Conventions. But some voices in the Bush administration have said the traditional laws of war no longer apply in all cases. We begin our discussion with Balthazar Stehlin, director of ICRC operations for the Middle East and North Africa. Hi, Mr. Stehlin.
Yes, hello.
The ICRC statement declares that for the parties to a conflict, complying with international humanitarian law is an obligation, not an option. What prompted the Red Cross to issue this statement now?
Well, we are extremely concerned regarding the situation in Iraq, which is, of course, a situation of non-international conflict in which parts of the international humanitarian law or the law of war apply. And we see hardly a day go by without very serious violations of this law. And we feel that the civilians are really caught in a terrible situation. And we appeal to all sides to respect the ones who do not take active part in the hostilities or have ceased to do so. We have, of course, seen the execution of the care director in Iraq, Margaret Hassan, who was taken hostage and then executed by insurgents. We have also seen disturbing footage which appeared to show a wounded combatant was killed by a Marine, and I understand that the U.S. have opened an investigation. But these are certain examples of a wide range of practices which leave us very concerned.
Well, the Geneva Conventions envisioned aid organizations as a neutral party. They were drafted decades ago after World War II. Do you think perhaps they need to be revised?
I think the Geneva Conventions provide very good answers to the problems we have today. If they were respected, I think we would have a totally different situation. So in our view, the most important issue today is respect for these conventions and not the revision.
Balthazar Stehlin is director of ICRC operations for the Middle East and North Africa. Thank you so much.
You're most welcome. Bye-bye.
While the Red Cross may be urging respect for the Geneva Conventions as they stand, some voices are calling for their revision. Most famously, President Bush's legal counsel and Attorney General designate Alberto Gonzalez wrote a memo stating that the new paradigm of the war on terrorism renders some Geneva Conventions obsolete and quaint. John Hudson is a former Navy Judge Advocate General and retired Rear Admiral. He now serves as Dean and President of Franklin Pierce Law Center in Concord, New Hampshire. Dean Hudson is one of three retired officers who recently filed a brief on behalf of the Guantanamo Bay detainees. Welcome, Admiral Hudson.
Well, it's nice to be here, Jennifer. Thank you for having me.
We've just heard a Red Cross official say that the Geneva Conventions as they stand should be followed to the letter. What's your position?
Well, I think they should be followed to the letter as they stand right now. That said, I think that it's incumbent upon the United States to take a hard look at the way they stand right now and see if we need to make changes. I do not agree with Judge Gonzalez, but they were written for a different era, and things change.
So do the conventions need to be changed to apply to today's type of conflict?
I think that we need to at least look at that. We should be looking at the questions of what is preemptive self-defense? What's the definition of a POW? Just because they are unlawful combatants doesn't mean they've lost their status as a human being. And as Americans, how we're going to treat people just as human beings is something that we ought to be addressing. You know, what do you do with people who are booby-trapping dead bodies?
Well, that brings to mind the recent incident that was videotaped where a U.S. Marine shot at an Iraqi who apparently was wounded.
Right. Warfare is a very difficult situation under the very best of conditions. Well, it's the Geneva Conventions that ensure order on what is otherwise the quintessential disorderly endeavor, warfare.
Can you give me a concrete example of a change someone might consider?
The definition of POW and how you treat POWs is something that we should be looking at, because the enemy is no longer like the enemy was in World War I and World War II. The enemy is very much more like a civilian, you know, the insurgents. So that I think that we ought to be looking at that. In the face of the next generation weaponry, you know, we've got smart bombs now. We create much more damage than we did before, but in a smarter, more controlled kind of way. I think the Geneva Conventions have to look at the definitions of collateral damage, killing civilians. You know, that's going to happen in a war. But the weapons now are completely different than when we were carpet bombing Dresden. You know, we have a much better sense of where the enemy is located. We can be more precise. We ought to take that into account. You know, Marshall and Eisenhower and Truman weren't thinking that, gee, we need to pass the Geneva Convention to protect future enemies from mistreatment by the United States. And that wasn't the idea at the time.
But the enemy today is doing things like attacking aid workers and capturing civilians and beheading them.
You know, Jennifer, I hear that argument all the time. I am just not persuaded by that. We are the United States. If we get down into the valley of despair with the enemy, if we use that argument as an excuse to essentially conduct ourselves that way, what are we fighting for?
John Hudson is a former Navy Judge Advocate General and retired Rear Admiral. He's currently Dean and President of Franklin Pierce Law Center in Concord, New Hampshire. Thanks so much.
Well, you're more than welcome.